The Dumbest Criminals. True Stories. The Getaway Car. Are you fascinated by gangster movies? The Godfather, Goodfellas, Scarface, Pulp Fiction have no more secrets for you? Do you know all there is to know about Al Capone and Bugsy Siegel? Well, get ready to hear the most, how shall I say? Well, the most embarrassing, the most appalling, and the most pathetic criminal stories. The criminals we're going to tell you about have more in common with Johnny Dangerously or the Hamburglar than with Pablo Escobar. Any criminal, or even just a movie buff, knows that a successful heist requires two essential elements during the escape: a good driver, who's waiting for you, and a powerful getaway car, ready to go fast and far. Picture Ryan Gosling in the movie Drive, driving a Chevrolet Malibu. Are you there? Good. Now, imagine three robbers on the back of a donkey escaping from the police. You've never seen this movie before. The facts take place in 2013 in the small town of Juan de Acosta, Colombia. In the early afternoon, at siesta time, three thieves come out of a grocery store, their arms loaded with bottles of rum, olive oil, a bag of rice, a dozen cans of sardines. They've stocked up for a delicious feast, but first, they need to focus on getting away, far away, and quickly. But instead of getting into a Chevrolet Malibu with Ryan, the robbers load their stolen provisions onto Hobby, a 10-year-old donkey stolen from its owner a few hours earlier. We still don't know what went through the minds of our three brigands, but in any case, the escape would quickly turn into a nightmare. As soon as he's loaded, Hobby categorically refuses to move forward, despite the threats of his captors. The animal is as stubborn as his cousin, the mule, and when he finally deigns to start, he is slow. Very slow. Too slow. And that's not all. Hobby can't help but bellow at the crowd. He's so noisy that he gradually wakes up the whole town, as well as a police patrol, intrigued by the deafening noise. And disappointed, the thieves abandon the merchandise and flee on foot, a decision they must regret not having made sooner, as they are quickly caught and arrested. As for Hobby, the donkey, the police hold him at the station for about 10 hours, probably for cross-examination, before finally returning him to his owner, who promises Hobby he'll never have to carry rum or sardines again. Despite being a generally friendly creature, it's important to remember that, as a getaway plan, the donkey is not the best option. Far better, and we're sure Hobby won't take offense, is to have Ryan Gosling in his Chevrolet. Much faster and much less talkative. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.